In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Judge not, and ye shall not be judged. How can you say, Brother, let me pull out the mote or speck in your eye, when you have a beam or plank in your own eye? This passage, or these two lines that I just quoted, are used very commonly. Sadly, they're seldom used in a way that's edifying or true to what our Lord is trying to teach us. As I heard a dear pastor say one time, we tend to put the emphasis on the wrong syllable. So here's what I mean. When I've heard judge not, most often it's when some moral position is taken or asserted, some sin or fault is called out. And it's used to communicate, doesn't the Bible teach not to judge? Mind your own business. You have no right to tell others how to live. And I think people have a point when they say this. We need to be very careful when we go about involving ourselves in the sins of others. We need to be very cautious when we try to remove a speck from our brother's eye. But I think there's an underbelly to when this is used, to say, mind your own business. And it seems to suggest, don't worry about sin. Don't be concerned with how other people live. You have no right to care about the livelihood of others. And the reality is, there is sin in our world. We have sin in our own lives, in our own hearts, and we see it in others, sometimes better than they can see it on their own. We need to pay attention to these things. We need to take them seriously. But our teaching this morning is that we need to take our own sin more seriously than that of others. This needs to be bigger to us. We need to handle this with more urgency than we handle the sins or faults of others. And we need to do this so that we can both see. Because if we're walking around with a plank in our eye trying to help our brothers and sisters with specks in their own eyes, it's like the blind leading the blind, in which case both fall into a ditch. This is not what we want. Our Lord doesn't teach us to be ignorant about sin or to not care about others' hearts, but to be very careful and merciful and forgiving when we discern that we should involve ourselves in someone else's life. So what about the other part of this? Why reach for the speck in your brother's eye when you have a plank in your own eye? I've heard this most often used when someone is confronted or some fault is called out, granted, maybe not in a very gracious way. And people use it to say, this other person called out this tiny little thing I did, but look at them. They're the worst in this regard. This person called me rude or selfish, but look who's talking. And in this is revealed sort of this really sad tendency in us to consider the faults of others as bigger than they are, and to minimize our own faults. Or to do the other thing, to minimize the good in others and magnify the good in ourselves. Both of these moves are the result of pride. They build ourselves up and belittle others. The way of humility is quite the opposite. To magnify the good in others and to be very humble about the good in ourselves. To see the faults in others as little specks and to see our own faults as these giant planks that are blinding us from God's goodness. Now, I know this move to belittle other people's good and magnify their faults because I've done this many times. I had an old friend that when Emily and I first got married gave me some advice. that my wife is a gift. God has given her to help me, to help me see things that I can't see in myself, because she's nearer to me, closer to me than anyone else. And so there will be times where she is doing exactly what she should be doing, pointing out things in myself that I can't see. And it's my job in that moment not to criticize the envelope that she put the message in, but to try to hear God's voice through the mouth of my wife. Max, there's something here I want you to attend to. There's something here that needs your attention. And to reflect and repent. Because when we spend our time frustrated over the faults of others, or frustrated with how they're talking to us about our own faults, we totally miss the point. The way of humility, the way of mercy, the way of forgiveness is this: to consider your own sin, your own shortcomings, more severely than those of others. So when someone comes to point out a speck in your eye, you have an opportunity to examine your heart and to repent and grow in Christ-likeness. I know this is hard. I'm not speaking as one who has mastered this in any way. I'm just confessing that this is what our Lord teaches. This is what I am aiming at in a very broken and inconsistent way. And when you see a sin in another, man, this person really has a temper, or man, this person really lashed out, don't judge them. Don't condemn them. Your first task is to examine yourself. Examine our own hearts. Lord, I see anger in this other person. Would you search my heart and reveal to me? Maybe there's times where I act out of anger more than I realize. Maybe I've done the same thing. Would you help me to see that? I've seen this selfishness, this thing in someone else that really bothers me. Is this an opportunity for me to see something in my own heart that I haven't seen before? Would you reveal that to me? Give me grace to deal with that. This is the way of humility, the way of caring for our own planks more than the specks of others. Do you see the difference in perspective with the planks and specks? It's perhaps the same thing. Call it wood, call it anger, call it selfishness. And it increases in magnitude the closer it gets to you. The object becomes bigger the nearer it is to your eyes. Anger in your own heart is a plank. It will blind you. In someone else's eye, to you, that is a speck. This is hard work. I know it is. But I have good news for you. We are not alone. The Holy Spirit is at work in you. Our Lord is actively washing you with the water of his word, endeavoring to present you blameless before the throne of mercy. You will see sin and fault in others, but don't put your place in the place of the accuser. Don't put yourself in the place of the accuser. The point of our text this morning is to call us to awareness, to think less of other people's sin and more of our own. And the beauty of all of this is not just removing planks for the purpose of making labor. We remove planks. We point out specks to make clear the way for the Lord, that we may see glory, that we may walk in truth and in love and in life, that through our own repentance, our own receiving of mercy, that we may be merciful towards others, and in so doing, see more clearly the one who has been merciful to us. And in seeing him, may we behold him. Come, friends, this morning, and behold the one who takes away the sins of the world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.